couple days ago, the Friday, just a couple of days ago, I went to a conference at Summit Grove, which is the campground of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. I didn't really know what it was about. The title of the conference was Tabernacle 2023. I thought, that's an interesting name. When I got there on Friday, the conference had already begun. And the conference was going to be 50 hours of worship and being before the Lord. And people and worship leaders and so on and groups from all over the state of Pennsylvania had come and were already engaging in this worship before the Lord in the tabernacle there at Summit Grove. Well, in the evening, they had communion. On that first Friday evening, we had communion. And during that communion, I found out Friday night, this last Friday night, was the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles on the Jewish calendar. It began on Friday. We are in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles, of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, right now. And it began Friday and will go 7 days. And as I was there, I had a room that was close to the tabernacle there at Summit Grove. All night long, there was worship going on. There were worship teams that took turns every couple hours switching and worship through the night. And every time I woke up, heard this worship going on in the tabernacle. Tabernacle at Summit Grove. And when I went, I didn't even know it was the Feast of Tabernacles. I didn't even know it was the Feast of Tabernacles. But we are in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles right now. And I believe this message is for us today. There is a river of God. Friends, there is a river of God. And it is flowing. And God is inviting us into the river.
That, would you be willing to pray for us? You know, I believe sometimes when we go to places, the Lord touches us and speaks a word to us, and you've shared that word with us. But I also believe that there are times when those who deliver the word can pray blessing to release that word over us. And so would you be willing just to pray over us before we sing the song?
Okay. Father, thank you. You have not given up on us. And you have not given up on the world. and you haven't given up on Pittsburgh. And God, you are here this morning. And we thank you, God. You are here among us. And I pray for the release of your grace upon this place. And God, that you would cause your river to flow in every life that's here today. That you'd cause your river to flow in me in greater and greater ways. God, release your spirit. Release your spirit to cause rivers of living water to flow out of every one of us, so that wherever that river goes, there is life. There is life. There is healing. There is restoration. Release your river, O God, in every one of us today, in the middle of your Feast of Tabernacles. Take your dwelling place, I pray, and live here among us and in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord. that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
We want to move into a time of observing communion together. Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This represents my body, which is given for you." He took the cup and he gave it to his disciples after supper and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." And then he said, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Not just remember what I did way back there, though that is a piece of it, but remember me. In other words, make yourself aware of me. Cultivate my presence with you by my Spirit with you. And so even as we would come to take of the bread and the cup together, may it be a time for us to become aware and to continue awareness of his presence with us. We're going to do it just a little bit different even than I shared with those who are going to serve, those who are going to serve if you would come. And you may be seated as we explain this for a moment, but we sang and we acknowledged the Spirit of the Lord is here with us and miracles can happen. And sometimes the miracle is just the miracle of encountering the presence of Jesus. And so rather than being served as far as sending, walking it out and sending it down, I'm going to ask these who are going to serve, if one might be here, another in the back there, in the center, and then one up in the entry, or an overflow up there. And as you are ready, I would have you go to them. And you can spend time at the altar. You can take it back to your seat. You can spend time first just in the presence of Jesus. And when he is ready and releases you to come and to take, you come. But also in this time, if there is the release of heaven as the presence of the Lord is here and there is a need in your life, I would welcome you to come for that as well, to be prayed for. And we listen, nobody who prays for anybody has any power. We all just come just as we are. We just want Jesus. And oftentimes the Lord will move through his people as we come in faith to say, "Yes, Lord, we need you." And so Jesus, we just continue in this space of being in your presence, in your river. Would the river of your presence and our awareness of your river that is always flowing, may it even increase in these moments in our lives. And whatever you desire to do, be free to do it. Be free to do it. We welcome you for it. In Jesus' name. You don't need to be a member of this church, just simply a member of the family of God. And if there are things in your life that would hinder you from taking this, it's a great time to do business with him, to deal with those things so that you might come with a clear conscience before the Lord to take and to eat. As you are ready,